Good day, Mike Powers, KWIN News. Today is the final day for early voting ahead of the upcoming election in Dade County. Voters can cast their ballots at the Dade County Elections Office on Case Avenue in Trenton. Polls open until 5 today. Election officials are encouraging residents who have not yet voted to take advantage of the final day of advance voting to avoid possible lines on Election Day. Voters are reminded to bring a valid photo ID when headed to the polls. For more information about voting locations, sample ballots, or Election Day details, residents can contact the Dade County Elections Office. Again today, marking the last opportunity for early voting at 71 Case Avenue in Trenton before Election Day. In Marion County, the Sheriff's Department is asking for the public's help in locating a missing South Pittsburgh man who's suffering from Alzheimer's. Authorities say Lewis Jr. Blevins walked away from his home on Kirk Circle in an unknown direction and has not been seen since. He was last seen wearing a black jacket, sweatpants, and a black and gray ball cap. Deputies say he does not have his phone or wallet with him. Anyone who sees Lewis Jr. Blevins or has information on his whereabouts, urged to call 911 or contact the Marion County Sheriff's Office at 423-942-2525 immediately. Officials say time is critical in cases involving Alzheimer's patients, and they're asking residents in the area to stay alert and check security cameras and surrounding property if possible. Also in Marion County, the Tennessee Department of Transportation has awarded a contract for a major bridge replacement project there involving two bridges near Shell Mound Road and I-24. The project set to replace the westbound I-24 bridge along with the Shell Mound Road Bridge over 24 East. Officials say the work is aimed at improving the long-term safety and reliability of the aging structures. The approximately $16.2 million design-build contract was awarded to Wright Brothers Civil Construction earlier this year. Construction has not started and TDOT has not given an official start date for the project. TDOT says additional updates and traffic advisories will be released as the bridge replacement project moves forward. The Georgia Department of Public Safety is warning residents about scam text messages circulating the state that falsely claim to be from the GSP. According to the agency, the messages tell recipients they have an outstanding violation, unpaid fine, or enforcement action connected to their vehicle. The messages attempt to take on an official look and urge recipients to take immediate action. In a share post on X, the department included an example of one of the scam messages and reminded residents that the Georgia State Patrol will never contact people by text regarding violations or fines. Officials are urging anyone who receives one of those messages not to respond, click on the link, or provide personal information. Instead, residents are advised to ignore and delete the text message immediately. In other news, the second day of the annual U.S. 11 Antique Alley underway across the region today. Thousands of shoppers, vendors, and travelers all across the area through Northwest Georgia, Alabama, Tennessee, and Mississippi. The popular four-state yard sale stretches along U.S. Highway 11 for more than 500 miles and features antiques, crafts, collectibles, food vendors, and unique bargains at stops all along the route. Organizers encourage drivers to use caution along the route, watch for pedestrians, and plan for heavier than normal traffic throughout the weekend. That does come right through Dade County. And a new community market is set to launch in Trenton tomorrow. Organizers are looking for vendors, bakers, creators, and makers to take part. The Saturdayed Market, hosted by Shed on the Brow Gift Shop, will feature local crafts, food, family-friendly activities, and small business vendors once a month from now until November. The first market scheduled once again for tomorrow in Trenton. Organizers say the event is designed to help small businesses grow their brand, connect with local shoppers, and sell products in a community-focused atmosphere. Vendor space is available for $10 per month with marketing included. The Braves open a weekend series tonight as they take on the Boston Red Sox. Atlanta heads into the matchup looking to build some momentum as the Braves welcome one of baseball's historic franchises for the Interleague Showdown. Of course, we'll have it for you all weekend long. 6 o'clock tonight and tomorrow night, 12:20 Sunday afternoon, we'll have all of the action for you right here on Classic Hits KWIN. That's your latest. Get up to date anytime at discoverdade.com and, of course, right here on the radio throughout the day at 101.3, 104.3, 106.1 FM and AM 1420 Classic Hits KWIN. I'm Mike Powers.